Grab your drinks and join us as our coaches go head-to-head to make the best fantasy team possible. Welcome to Draft Days. Hello and welcome to Draft Days, a fantasy draft podcast featuring drinking, pointless arguments, and needlessly confusing homophones. I'm your host, Jeff, and with me today are four guys I found arguing in a grocery store parking lot. Today we're doing the breakfast cereal draft. Let's meet our coaches. First up, coming to us from Chicago, Illinois, it's Craig Bona. How have you been, and what are you drinking?
I am doing great, thank you. And I am drinking today a Ludington 9WT from Ludington Brewing Company in Ludington, Michigan.
Oh, okay. What style of beer is that?
It is a East Coast double IPA.
Ooh, delicious.
Yes.
Oh, did you already pop the can?
Yeah, unfortunately. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
My bad. I didn't know.
No, that's okay. Yeah, I'll tell you what. We will introduce the sound of a can popping right now. Or it'll be like a fart or something. I don't know. Something that's funnier.
Have to listen and find out.
All right, Greg. Well, thanks for coming on the show. And next up from Tinley Park, Illinois, it's Chris Olson. How have you been and what you drinking, Chris?
Doing pretty good. Yeah, nothing too exciting. But right now I am drinking a Spotted Cow from New Glarus.
Oh,
always good choice.
Spotted Cow.
I had a few extra in my my fridge from last time I went up to Wisconsin, so I figured I'd pull one out and drink that here.
Nice.
Yeah, so let me see if I can get this to sound correct. Maybe.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was nice and loud.
That was good.
I love a good New Glarus. Hate the drive up there, but thankfully I'm only about an hour away. So if I get bored, I just head up there, grab some beer.
there's a few like good breweries just like along the way too. You can just stop there, grab some stuff, and then Spotted Cow on the way back.
I don't remember if I brought it up because Spotted Cow and New Glarus have come up before on the show, and I haven't told the story. I don't think I might have told it, so I might cut this entire part out. But one of the things I did in COVID was drive up to Wisconsin to go get Spotted Cow because I had accidentally drank a bunch of Spotted Cow, quote unquote, accidentally, that I didn't know was being reserved for something else. So I'm like, okay, I'll go get more Spotted Cow. So I drove up to Wisconsin, and being a good safety person, I had my mask on, and I got over the border into Wisconsin with my mask on. And it was like a pariah, like that. Like everybody there was like, who is this person with a mask on? Get away from us. It was very strange how quickly that changed. But anyway, thank you so much, Chris, for coming on the show. And next up, joining us from Chicago, Illinois, it's Tim Joria. Tim, how have you been and what you drinking?
I'm good. I had the day off work today, so I got to sleep in, and that's all that matters.
Perfect.
And I am drinking Alpha Klaus by Three Floyds.
Ooh, nice. Well, looks like a pop. It's not a pop top. It's a bottle,
I don't know if you still need the...
Oh, yeah. Well, it's
drink it against your head.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah, we got some sound out of it.
All right.
And it, you know, if it doesn't show up, I'll just put another fart in or something. Who knows? Thank you very much, Tim, for coming on the show. And last but not least, from the South Loop of Chicago, it's Kevin Huizenga. Kevin, how have you been and what you drinking?
Good. Ahoy, hoy. I am drinking, this is a Zombie Dust, also from Three Floyds.
Ooh.
I'm drinking it in a rabbit glass, though. I will drink one of their beers next. Leftover beers from the holidays.
Oh, delicious.
Things I found in my fridge.
And another instance of no can opening noise. So
maybe,
I don't know what I have to. I'm running out of ideas. It's all
so tasty.
All right. And I am drinking from Moore Brewing, the Brambleberry Double Marble Milkshake Style Double IPA. Which, that's a lot. That's a whole mouthful. I got to do a little...
Say that five times fast.
Spin-a-rooney on the desk here to get it all mixed up. And then, it's going to go everywhere. Or maybe not. Let's see how this goes. I haven't had this before. Oh, holy shit. That's really, that's really good. Oh, no.
That's almost worth the reaction I was expecting.
Well, I mean, you always expect a milkshake ale to be, or a milkshake IPA to be a little bit sweeter than you expect it to, but this tastes like a piece of, like a slice of pie. This is really good. That is going to be dangerous for later me, but that's okay. And a little bit behind the scenes information. I know all four of these Jabokes from a very long time ago. We all went to the same high school together. And thankfully, all four of these guys, when I was a trivia host in the long, long ago, all four of them were fairly regular guests at my weekly game. So always thank you for supporting me for all those years. And where were you the last couple of years? You're why I had to retire. It's because you guys stopped coming to my show.
We were there every week. Oh my god! No. I can't guarantee every week.
I'm just kidding.
Most weeks we were there.
No, yeah,
eating the same food all the time.
Yeah, the same food. And then when I switched to my online stream, you guys showed up there every week too. So I always got to say thank you when my old teams come on to say hey. But without any further ado, let's get into today's draft. Like I said, we're doing the Breakfast Seal draft. Before we get too far, let's go over the rules of the game. On draft days, our guests become coaches of their own fantasy teams. The goal of the game is to build the strongest team possible. Instead of athletes, the players on our teams will be items that fit today's theme. We pick our teams using a snake draft, which means that the draft order reverses after each round. Coaches will take turns drafting players to their team from a limited pool of options. Once a player has been chosen, they're taken out of the pool and can't be chosen by another coach. After the coaches have each drafted 5 players, our teams are complete, and we will move on to our scoring round. Let's get started with today's draft. Hey there, listeners. Future Jeff here. If you've listened to the first few episodes of the show, you may have noticed that I didn't mention what the metrics were during the draft, and only mentioned them during the combine. I have since added a What's Important section where I quickly point out a few things that we consider when picking our teams. I forgot to do that on this episode, so I figured I'd hop in and do that now. In the future, I'll make sure to include this in the actual show instead of having to hop on and re-record things. For our cereal draft, some of the metrics we looked at were how a cereal performed in the Boozy Bracketology cereal bracket, its calories, fiber content, the number of mascots, the number of shapes, spin-offs, fruit content, and the year it was introduced. That's it for Future Me, and now, on with the show. All right, so today we are drafting breakfast cereal. So for this one, we're only concerned with boxed, ready-to-eat, like cold cereals. So no oatmeals or cocoa wheats or any of that cream of wheat stuff. Also, we're avoiding non-breakfast foods, so stuff like granola that's meant to be like snacking granola, or stuff that's meant to be just eaten with your hands, or stuff like that, or like they recently released like big sized Fruit Loops. Have you guys seen those? Where it's like
no,
oh
no,
yeah, they come donut? In like not that big, like
grab it with both hands, take
yeah,
a giant
they're
bite.
Like don't that's think like. It's not, I wish that they made one that big. That would be really fun. But they're kind of like smaller than like an Oreo, like maybe like a mini cookie size, like about that big. But they're just in a bag. They're like just bigger than normal Fruit Loops that you just eat dry like a savage. But we're not concerned. We're not concerned with those Fruit Loops. We want the regular ones in the box. And also, because we're not recording the episode 50 years ago, we're recording it today. We're mostly focusing on cereals that are reasonably currently available. I say reasonably because there's a few things that will most likely come up that have been either discontinued or are only limited availability during certain points of the year. As long as they're recently available within like the last 10 years, everything should be okay. But like not, you know, like no C-3PO's or like the Ghostbusters cereal from the 80s.
Nice strategy.
Yeah. And last but not least, before we get going, we got to have a draft order. So we go to our unofficial sponsor, random.org. When you want something randomized, go to random.org. And we'll get our draft order. And our draft order for today is Kevin, then Tim, then Craig, then me, then Chris. So, Kevin, what is your team name for tonight's game?
That's a good question. I came up with a few. Now I need okay. to remember it. believe. Oh, I was gonna go with Jagged Metal Crustios.
Jagged Metal Crustios.
That's right.
Let's see.
Everyone loves appendicitis. Their favorite. Best of all the surgeries you have to have.
Okay. And then that's a Simpsons reference, correct?
Oh, so it is.
That's Krusty with a K. I'm just double checking.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Make sure. With a K. There's a Simpsons reference coming a little bit later. Next up, Tim, what is your team name for tonight's game?
My team is Commander Crunch's Navy.
Commander Crunch's.
Though I think Navy. If I had heard Kevin's before I picked mine, I would have gone with the Burns O's.
All right, Craig, what are you doing for your team name tonight?
Well, yeah, I was really looking through some of the criterion for judging, and I decided to, you know, go with something topical. So I'm going to go with the Dingleberries. Dingleberries.
That cereal's gross.
All right. And so for my team name, if I wasn't hosting, I would have named my team Special K, but not the cereal, the Seth Green character from Can't Hardly Wait. That's the entire team name. And I would require the host to read it front to back every time. But to save time, I'm just going to be Special J tonight for me. But whenever you hear me say Special J, I want you to think Special K, not the cereal, but the Seth Green character from Can't Hardly Wait. Chris, what are you doing for your team name tonight?
Yeah, for my team tonight, I think I'm going to go with Pumped Up Tricks.
Pumped Up Tricks. I'm assuming spelled like the cereal.
Like the cereal. Oh. Like the cereal, indeed.
Now it says Pumped Up Trip. Thank you, autocorrect.
Still could have done it with kicks, though.
I know, but I like tricks much better than kicks. All right, kicks was too obvious.
All right.
Pumped Up Cheerios.
All right, well, we got our team names. We've got our draft order. Let us actually begin the draft. Jagged Metal Crustios. I wrote Jagged Metal Crustios. I don't know why that's the case. Let's see what that's all about. Why did I write that twice? That's all right. All right, with the first pick of the game, Jagged Metal Crustios, round one, pick one. What do you got? Well, who are you taking home with you right off the bat?
Oh, man. I kind of want to go with a kicker. I'm going to save that. I don't think anyone else is going to pick the one I really want to pick first. So we're going to go with a classic. We got to go with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, I mean, I could have told you that was going off the board fast.
Exactly.
Damn it. That's okay. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I am bad at typing today.
Cinnamon. Yeah. It's toasty. I mean, it is probably the cereal I ate the most as a child.
I think it's definitely one of the cereals that I find myself going back to over and over again as an adult. Now that I could buy my own cereal.
At work, we have some of those like airport, like or hotel kind of twisty things of cereals, and the Cinnamon Toast Crunch is always empty. Like the go-to. Like I will make them go find more.
like the big like stand up thing.
Like the tube.
And you turn the knob. Oh man.
And so whatever it's empty, but it is the most popular cereal by far amongst a bunch of adults at work.
Yeah, if it was empty when I walked up to it, I'd be like, all right, somebody's gonna have to go refill this bad boy. All right, well, Cinnamon Toast Crunch coming off the board immediately, right away. No surprise to anybody. Commander Crunch's Navy, take us away with round one, pick number two.
All right, round one, pick two. I'm going with Reese's Puffs.
Reese's Puffs.
Reese's Puffs.
Man.
Reese's. Now you got to sing the song.
I don't know the Reese's Puffs song. Is there a Reese's Puffs song?
I couldn't have told you there was a song.
There is.
Well, now Chris has to sing it, I think.
No, Tim was the one that picked it. Yes,
I didn't know there was a song, though.
All right, Tim, you don't know the song, but now you have to give us the Reese's Puffs song. Ready? Go. Ad-lib. No, that's all right. I won't make you right. sing.
I'll make a song up. They're coffee. They're made of peanut butter. Reese's. Stolen from someone. Give them back.
It's not too far off.
I haven't watched regular live television in quite some time. We cut the cable like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago. We've been doing just streaming service, like a lot of people do, you know. The only live TV I really watch is during football season, and they don't normally advertise Reese's Puffs during the Bears games. So I am unfamiliar with most modern advertising of Reese's Puffs. So I'm intrigued to now go look up the Reese's Puffs song. Uh-oh, there's a genius.com. There's a genius.com article. Oh my god, are you kidding me? All right, hold on. Time out from the show.
Add the whole song in later.
Hold on.
It's a rap.
Featuring Reese's Puffs, produced by Reese's Puffs. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is the best sidetrack I've ever been on.
Is it on, like, Spotify?
Oh, my God. I hope it's on Spotify.
Oh, it's right here. I just found it on YouTube.
Oh, my God. All right. This is probably not something we can play over the show.
Probably.
Well, let's find out. Reese's Puffs. There's, let me see. Is this
yep.
When is this from?
Early 2000s?
Is it the actual, did they use that in the commercial?
It was used in a commercial. The link I passed in
oh my
in
here God.
Is the actual commercial.
This is, apparently this used to air on Nickelodeon per the comments on
sounds about right.
I mean, yeah. It's a genius.com article. All right. We're getting too sidetracked, and I can't play any of that audio. So we're gonna move on. Pick number two is Reese's Puff Dingleberries. Round one, pick number three. Craig, you're on the board. What's up? What are we doing? Where are we going?
I have lost all.
I am completely sidetracked. You know what? Hold on. We're gonna take 30 seconds. We're gonna calm down just for a second. And we're going to move on with round one, pick three, Dingleberries. You're on the clock. Who are you taking home with you?
You know, I think I'm going to try to hope for a strong mascot finish here. And I'm going to go with the Monster Mash.
Monster Mash cereal.
I've heard it's terrible, but I'm excited, man. To have fun with it.
Do they put it out like every year, or was it a one-time thing?
It's, as I understand it, I think its first year was 2 years ago. Or maybe
seven
three.
People died. Seven people died.
But it was so the way that it goes is that most of the monster cereals come back every Halloween. Every now and then they bring back the two older ones. I'm doing this without mentioning names just in case they come up later. But the two older ones that aren't normally in production sometimes get brought back for fun. And then it was either last year or 2 years ago, they brought back all of the Monster Mash cereals all of the monster cereals, and then mixed them all together in one box. And it was awful. And then they recently invented a caramel apple cereal and then threw that one in the box too and made it worse. I don't know how it's possible.
It was bad when I thought it was just caramel, and then I realized it's caramel apple.
Yeah, it's caramel apple. it's caramel, apple, blueberry, chocolate, strawberry, orange cream, and I think cherry are the flavors that are in there. And it's like, it reminds me of my son when he goes to the frozen yogurt place where you put whatever toppings you want on, because it's like this much frozen yogurt and 17 types of candy just that he eats with a spoon.
Yeah. But it's yogurt. It's healthy.
I hope there's one guy that works there. He's like, I'm in charge of Monster Mash. Yeah, that's what he does.
He's just really
busy in October.
I've been saving up all of these boxes all year so I can pour them all together.
This is what got thrown out at the factory.
Yeah, it's like candy corn. They don't ever make new candy corn. They just pick it out of the trash from the year before. That's what they do with the Monster Mash cereal. Allegedly. This is not, I'm not saying this, that they actually do that. I don't want to get sued.
Some say it's stale. I say it's even better.
I am super tempted to buy this on Amazon, like, right now.
Oh, don't. I mean, We all come from the city where we actively try to get people to drink Malort, which if you're not from Chicago, come to Chicago and try a shot of Malort. It's delicious. But seriously, don't drink it.
So tasty.
And don't eat Monster Mash cereal.
Craig has several bottles probably within arm's reach.
Which would I rather do? Monster Mash cereal.
Worse. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Malort. Malort is worse. Okay. At the same time, Malort does serve a function. And like it's like a social handshake, plus you get a little drunk. So I might do the Malort over the Monster Mash, because the Monster Mash is just punishing. It's just not great. It's a bad idea. Ugh. Anyway, that's enough. I'm not gonna, you know, great pick though, Craig. You know.
listen.
Yeah, it is a solid pick.
Yeah.
He picks the Malort of cereals.
Yeah. All right. And next up, round one, pick number four. I am on the clock. And what's new, except me having choice paralysis, because I have 1,000 things to look at, and I don't know where I want to go. I do know where I want to go, though. So, I feel bad taking it in the first round, so I might wait on that and go with something else. But I don't know. Ugh. I'm so scared of being judged. I don't want to be judged by anybody. I'm going to go. My first pick is going to be Oops, All Berries. Mostly because it is maybe my favorite meme format of all time, when something continuously keeps happening and somebody just photoshops the box of Oops, All Berries to be Oops, All Whatever. And there's just 1,000 of that thing over the front of the box.
What is Oops, All Berries?
Well, it's all berries, Kevin.
Oops, all berries is... So first there was Captain Crunch, and then there was Captain Crunch's Crunch Berries, and then they said, fuck the other cereal, just do the berries. And Oops, just All Berries is just Crunch Berries. There's no other Captain Crunch pieces in there. No cutting of the roof of your mouth on these. They're just big, fruity cereal pieces. But Oops, All Berries is my first pick. Pumped Up Tricks, you got back-to-back picks in round one, pick five, and round two, pick one. Who are you taking home with you first?
Ooh, this is a good question, because I was thinking about Oops, All Berries for a bit, and I was thinking about the Monster Mash for that part. It's a good question here. So I think for my first pick, I'm going to go with something that if we actually pull this for this metric, I think this will assure me a win. My first one, I'm gonna go with cornflakes.
Cornflakes, okay. Going old school, trying to stop kids from masturbating. I get it. Exactly.
This is the OG of disappointed picks by your parents. What'd you get? That's what that is.
This is the round one kicker.
That's not what I wanted.
I gotta say though, as someone that has lived all of his life in the Midwest, cornflakes are so useful in making other dishes so much better.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't want them for breakfast, but I want you to dump them on my cheesy potatoes. And like, not just a little bit, like I want a layer of buttery cornflakes on the top. But you know what? A regular bowl of cornflakes, it's not my go-to, but I would not be upset at that for breakfast. It's delicious, you know?
Yeah.
And I gotta say, that's a strong pick. That is the cereal. That's the first one. That's the anti-masturbatory cereal to help with stomach dyspepsia. So if without going into a really long history of it, that's literally the origins of cornflakes are to help settle your stomach. And the guy that created it had a theory that it would help stop masturbation.
Like that's why the mascot is a rooster.
But yeah, so that's, if you go far enough back in time, that's what everybody thought cereals were going
to
help
the
us.
First people to come to the Midwest, they came here and they're like, cornflakes, mayonnaise. And they're like, and we're done. And
we're finished.
Midwest.
We're finished.
Mayonnaise and cornflakes.
All right. So cornflakes for round one, pick five. Who are you going with for round two, pick number one?
Round two, pick number one. I think I'm going to go. That's a really good question. I think I will go with Cocoa Krispies.
Cocoa fucking Krispies. Where are they? Cocoa Krispies. Strong move. Strong move going with that one and not the exact opposite. Or not the opposite, but the exact same thing with a different thing on the front.
Exactly. It's still got the mascots. You still get the some of the other pieces, but it looks. Yeah, I think it's a little bit better.
I wonder. I mean, everybody knows we're talking about Cocoa Pebbles right now. It's not a big secret. It's okay to say it out loud. But I wonder if there's anybody that could realistically argue why one of those is better than the other. Are Pebbles? Is it just me or Pebbles a little bit flatter? Am I crazy?
It's been a long time since I've had either of them.
I have two kids running around. We have the worst cereals in our house all the time. It's great. It's great. It's the best excuse ever. But I feel like there could be almost no difference between that, except for like maybe some of the metrics and stuff involved. So that's I think that's a strong pick, man.
Could also be like you got the Cocoa Krispies a little bit more airy, like regular Rice Krispies.
Yeah, a little puffier.
Yeah. Make some Cocoa Rice Krispie treats.
I can see that. I think you have about 30 seconds after you put milk in that once they stop snap, crackling, and popping. Or for Pebbles, I guess, pebbling. I don't know what they do. But like, you got about 30 seconds before it's like a mush. So in that 30 seconds, it might make a difference, but I don't know.
I gotta pour it for every spoonful.
All right. So it is now my turn again. And what do I want to do here? I don't know why I don't even know why I'm wavering on this at all. I'm going to do Honey Bunches of Oats with Almonds because that is an adult cereal that is not a good adult cereal. It's really not great for you. but it is a phenomenally good cereal. And it tricks you into thinking it doesn't have cartoon characters on it or anything. So it must be for adults. Look how fancy it is. It has
be healthy.
Yeah, it's got to be healthy. No, it's not healthy. But it's I could legit just sit and eat that constantly. Like until somebody's like, hey, you should stop that. And then 10 minutes later, they're like, he hasn't stopped yet. What's wrong with it?
Why is he still eating?
Yeah, why is he still eating?
He's reaching for another box.
But I can't deny how really good, like of all the quote unquote, like adult cereals, it's so good. Like it's because it's awful for you, but at the same time, I guess it's not that bad. But anyway, it's got almonds in it. That's a positive.
Is it really?
And it's got a fucking monster Scrabble score. So hopefully nobody ties with me in the second round. All right, so round two, pick number three belongs to the Dingleberries. Who are you taking with you, Craig?
You know, I think I'm going to go with Alphabits.
Alphabits. I know the game you're playing. I know exactly the game you're playing.
I'm hoping for the right categories for my
high risk.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I remember really liking Alphabits as a kid. I didn't like them when they re-released them later in, because they were gone for a while and they re-released them. The old one tasted like Lucky Charms, but sweeter, without the marshmallows. But the new ones just kind of tasted like, bleh, whatever. But you could spell like butts, like, hey, eat some butts. Like that was always fun, like for a childlike adult like me. But I think the strongest thing about Alphabits is that it has 26 fucking shapes to it.
That it does, sir.
Like that alone, you don't need any other members of your team. If the shapes metric comes up, that's it. I don't think that there's another set of five that could equal that. They would all have to have five plus shapes. I don't think there's any that I don't think there's enough to do that.
And I took one with six. So. Yeah.
God damn it. Just hoping for shapes to pop up, I guess.
It's got
to
be my strategy here.
So what's your strategy when for some reason, like maybe the host doesn't let it happen, that the shapes doesn't come up? What do you do then? What's the plan?
I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys approach of paying off the refs, and I'm going to get a W. I'm going to get a W.
All right. Well, I'll check your text messages. I text messaged you my Venmo.
got it.
It's my wife's name. It's my bow. All right. Round two, pick number four, Commander Crunch's Navy. Take it away. Who are you taking with you?
Well, Alphabets is already off the board. So
Alphabets is off the goddamn board.
I think I'm going to go with Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes. Tony the Tiger style. Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. This is me vamping until I could scroll down to where I see Frosted Flakes.
It's under F.
Yep, that's where I'm at. There it is. Frosted Flakes. Now, for as much as I was recently not necessarily shitting on corn flakes, you know, but basically saying like they're okay, they're all right, you know, like Frosted Flakes, on the other hand, that's my jam. That's like saves you the step of putting enough sugar on corn flakes to make them edible. Plus, you got Tony the Tiger. He's pretty cool. That is a strong pick. And, ooh, it came out in 1952. That's really pretty early, too, comparatively to a lot. But Frosted Flakes coming off the board. I should probably type that into the program. Frosted Flakes coming off the board. And we have Kevin with Jagged Metal Crustios with back-to-back picks in round two, pick five, and round three, pick number one. Who are you taking home with you first?
Back-to-back picks.
Back-to-back picks.
All right. Well, then I'm going to go with my kicker, okay? So This is a cereal my brother Tim ate all the time,
which
we called dog food and made fun of him for. That is Cracklin' Oat Bran.
Cracklin' Oat Bran?
Oh my God.
You're going to draft Cracklin' Oat Bran. Are you kidding me?
That's like the third sub kicker.
Oh, it's a Cracklin'. He's like
main kicker.
He's not even on the practice team. He doesn't dress for the games.
That's my kicker.
I gotta say, when I was growing up, my grandma used to have a bunch of oat bran type cereals. So she had like all bran, which was like the sticks, like it's literally just branches from a tree. But she ended up settling on Cracklin' Oat Bran, and she had it all the time. And I do gotta say, as much as I was laughing because I didn't expect anyone to say those words out loud, it's not a bad cereal.
That's what Tim would say all the time. It's really good. It's dog food.
I mean, it's not okay. Let me find it. Let me find a neutral way to say this. It is not that it's bad. It's just that it's edible. If somebody gave me a bowl of that and I needed it to sustain my life, cool. But other than that, I wouldn't choose it. but you could tell Tim, though, at least, that he and my grandmother, God rest her soul, have excellent tasting cereals. All right, so that's round two, pick five. Who are you taking for round three, pick one?
Oh, this is a tough one. Let's see. I think we gotta go with Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops.
Toucan. Oh, yeah.
Fruit Loops. Don't let anybody tell you different. Each loop tastes differently. They're all lying when they say they're all the same. That's not true.
That's a list with LSD.
Yeah, I don't remember when it happened, but I remember there being like an official thing that was like, no, all the loops are the same flavor. And everybody that ate the cereal is like, lies. No. You're all liars. But Fruit Loops coming off the board. I mean, granted, they were picked by the same person, but if you told me there was a world where Cracklin' Oat Bran came off the goddamn list before Fruit Loops, I would call you a liar. You're a liar. Get away from me. Commander Crunch's Navy, round three, pick number two. Take us away. Take us away, Tim.
That's me. I'm going to...
Hold on, tell me about... We have a Lucas.
There's a small child behind you.
There's a small child hiding behind my chair again. I have to.
What's Lucas's favorite cereal?
Luke, what's your favorite cereal? Luke, come here. Luke, what's your favorite cereal?
Reese's Puff Minis.
Reese's Puff Minis.
Ooh. Yeah, because it's so tasty.
They are so tasty.
That gets you a variation point right there. If you go
with the variation. Yeah, if I knew that.
That's right, gonna win you the game right there. You gotta pick it. Right.
Thanks for stopping in to say hi, Luke.
I think he needs to learn the Reese's Puff song.
No, I definitely don't want that to occur. All right. Well, now that Lucas has come by and said hello, let's move on to round three, pick two for Tim.
All right. Tim, with all that time, I'm going to take Raisin Nut Bran.
Raisin Nut Bran. That is a deep cut, and I don't even know, is that still being made today? I think it is. But nonetheless, though, for people that haven't had it, it's essentially Raisin Bran, but it has the raisins are like coated in like peanut powder. And it also has like sliced almonds in it. It's surprisingly good for a you know, humdinger of a name like Raisin Nut Bran. You know, could have sent that to the lab a little bit longer. But that's pretty decent. That'll get you some serious points in the fruits category, I think. Let me see. I'll leave that for later. But Raisin Nut Bran coming off the board in a world where Crackle Oat Bran got drafted first. Well, you know, let's see how much more bran we could get on this board with the Dingleberries, round three, pick three. Are you gonna pick like bran scraps or something?
I was tempted, but that actually was gonna be my next pick, and I'm a little upset that he came off the board, but I'm gonna have to go through a similar but different. Great Grains Banana Nut Crunch.
Are you fucking serious?
Is that what you're gonna pick?
Man. No, but these are the worst fucking cereals. Banana Nut Crunch.
I like bananas and a cereal with four fruits and vegetables in it.
Bananas shouldn't really crunch, though.
They should be mushy. The nuts crunch.
This is so off the goddamn rails.
We took cushy foods, we took hot foods, we put them together.
I gotta say, Craig, of the number of episodes that we've done so far, you are by far the most blatant point hoarder I have ever. Like, everybody at least is like, oh, I used to eat this growing up or so, or like, oh, you listen to them all the time, but you're like, nope, I'm in it for the win. I want the points.
W. Listen, I had a rough fantasy football season this year, so like, I'm taking any fucking win I can get right now.
All right, well, surprisingly, Banana Nut Crunch coming off the board. I don't know what I'm going to do with my round three pick four now, because all of the best cereals are still available. Like, oh man, the number of cereals that did not get picked. For my actual pick, I'm looking at it and I can't imagine that it's not going to perform well in a lot of different ways. So I can't take Cinnamon Toast Crunch, so I'll take another heavy hitter. I'm going to take Lucky Charms. Lucky Charms. Ooh. Coming home with me.
I was surprised that was still on the board.
With like winners like Banana Nut Crunch and Crackling Up Brain coming off the board. Of course.
I thought we had a themed round going here.
Oh, do I have to pick something with bran in it? Hold on. Hold
no, on. No, you don't.
Kevin started
you
with Fruit Loose.
Yeah, that's right.
Swap his picks, then maybe, fair. But, you know.
I'll take those all-brand sticks. Like, seriously, if you've never seen a picture of all-brand, it literally looks like brown sticks. I don't know why anybody wants that. Like, even if you're having fiber issues in your diet, that's not, don't do that.
There are other ways.
Yeah, there are better ways. Go chew on a tree. All right, moving on. We have round three, pick five, and round four, pick one, both going to Pumped Up Tricks. Chris, who are you taking home with you first?
Yeah, so I thought the whole theme of this round was going to be bran. So I'm going with a slightly modified one. I'm going to go with a Raisin Bran with cranberries, which I've seen recently.
Raisin Bran with cranberries. With cranberries.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, you get the Raisin Bran was one of those ones that, you know, my mom would always have to kind of force me to eat every once in a while. Yeah. And be like, I just eat just pick all the raisins and everything out.
Do you know, is it Raisin Bran plus like craisins, or is it Raisin Bran where they have replaced the raisins with craisins?
No, it's both. It's they have the raisins and the craisins.
Raisins and craisins. It wasn't bad enough that with Nature's Candy in there, they put Nature's Backup Reserves candy with craisins.
Exactly. And yeah, just, you know, give you some extra flavor in there. Extra choices.
Is that new this year? Is that like a thing that, let me see. It's got to be like a limited time. Wow. Where did you find this?
He was hanging out in the cereal aisle. At the
store. Yeah, and as they were trying to usher me out and be like, no, this is too weird.
Well, you're doing too much research, sir. You need to leave, please.
We don't like the way you're looking at that with cereals.
All right. Raisin Bran is the full title is Raisin Bran with Cranberries, it looks like.
Looks like 2015. I found the press release from 2015 where it was
2015.
Launched,
so. This thing has existed release? For 8 years and has stayed off my radar. That's how much I don't like Raisin Bran.
Hey, trivia lovers. Want to get the pub trivia experience in an interactive way? Check out Liquid Courage Entertainment. With a wide range of offerings online, LK has you covered. Streaming a wide variety of trivia games on Twitch with one-of-a-kind formats like Tringo, Guesstimate, Mega Sheep, and more. Or check out the World Trivia Federation. With 36 hours to answer each quiz and no obligation, the WTF is the perfect solution to scratch that trivia itch on your own time. Come see us at twitch.tv/liquid_courage or check out patreon.com/liquidcourage to join the WTF for as little as $2 a month. That's Liquid Courage with a K. Innovative, interactive, intoxicating.
All right, Chris, what do you have for round four, pick one?
All right, so good question. I was going to go with Lucky Charms, but that someone had to go and steal that from me. So we're going to go with one of my favorites. We're going to go with Frosted Mini Wheats.
Frosted Mini Wheats. Little Chris. Behind the scenes, when Chris came into the recording studio today, he was eating a bowl of Frosted Mini Wheats. So I can vouch that he does like Frosted Mini Wheats.
Still have the milk here. So
I gotta say though, for being a quote unquote healthier cereal, you know, because nobody wants like the big old pillows, non-frosted, ugh.
Just the shredded meat. Like you get like two biscuits and done.
But yeah, I remember my mom would get Frosted Mini Wheats, and I was just as psyched. I was like, yes, thank you, because she didn't buy a lot of sugary cereals for us. Every now and then she would, but she would buy us Frosted Mini Wheats. So always, absolutely, always exciting. It looks like it's up to me. Round four, pick two. I think I'm going to go with Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles. And from the silence, no one cares. So I might be alone on this, but I love fruity cereals. Like that's my jam. Like I do like the chocolate cereals too, but like the fruity ones are what I find myself coming back to quite often.
But the pebbles are so small that like they didn't have a different flavor really, right? It's just like there's fruit in my mouth.
It was just mush. It like and while I was kind of making fun of it as being mush after about 30 seconds, I really kind of like the mush. Like it doesn't hold up. Like if you want a crunchy cereal, that is not it. That's not the one you want. And while some people don't like how mushy it gets, I am a fan of mush, and I find myself eating too many bowls of that. Whenever we have it, it goes away really fast. So it's coming on my team at round four, pick two. Welcome to Special K, not the cereal, but the character, Seth Green's character from Can't Hardly Wait. Congratulations. Round four, pick three belongs to the Dingleberries. Who are you taking home with you? I know you wanted Fruity Pebbles, but I got them. Yeah, so
I mean, now that I've been accused of point hoarding, I will go with a cereal that I thought was substantially less healthy than it apparently is, and one of my favorites from growing up, which is Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks.
You like a bowl? Like, oh yeah, it felt so unhealthy, but I'm looking at the calories per serving here, and it's actually pretty healthy. But it was pretty tasty.
It's actually the calories per smack.
Calories per smack. I mean,
it was so sugary, right? It was very sweet, but it was delicious.
Yeah, I'm honestly looking at it right now as I'm trying to find, too many honeys. Where are we going? Okay, I'm shocked that because it's literally just puffed wheat with sugar on the outside. Yeah. That they found a way to make puff wheat that not great for you, but that's, you know, is there a reason why you went with Honey Smacks over Golden Crisp, which is the same thing, just with a bear instead of a frog?
I had Honey Smacks as a kid and I never had Golden Crisp.
I'm not lobbying for either team because I like both of them because they literally are the same thing, just in a different box. But, you know, Honey Smacks coming off the board in round four, pick three. I also
don't know how they got to 130 calories with 18 grams of sugar. It's awful. Yeah. It's so unhealthy.
It's terrifyingly bad for you. And here's something, we'll talk about this in the metrics round a little bit, but they've been kind of playing shenanigans with the calories per serving because they all try to hit kind of a similar, like between 100 and 200 calories is where most cereal companies aim for. But some of those are like half a cup or it used to be the cereal serving was one cup.
Yeah.
You know, and then they're like, but no, this one would be 400 calories if it was one cup. So now it's half a cup. So we could say that it's 200. Like, it's like, oh, I bought a bottle of Gatorade. Oh, there's 2.5 servings in there. No, there's not, bitch. No, don't tell me that. No, I'm not putting this away for a later date. That's not happening.
You eat this one pebble and it contains your 2 days worth of sugar.
All right. Moving on. Round four, pick four. Commander Crunch's Navy. Who's coming on your team this time?
All right. So we made it this far in, and for a half a second, I thought that Craig was going to take my pick right before I got to my pick, but I'm going with Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios. That was going to be my last pick. That's one of my favorites. Damn it. Okay, because now I have to think again, and I only have a little bit of time to do so. But
take all your time you want. I have to think also.
That's fair. I think I could be wrong, but it normally flip flops between Cheerios or Honey Nut Cheerios is the most sold cereal in the U.S. consistently by like millions of boxes ahead of the next closest competitors.
Mightly surprised Cheerio, like plain Cheerios, yeah, are up that high.
I think quite a lot of that is Cheerios are surprisingly good for being just basic cereal. Like, I mean, no, you know, bells or whistles about it. It's just a decent cereal. You know, it's heart healthy. People like it. Plus, it's like a phenomenal snack for little baby kids, like little toddlers. You just give them like a little cup of Cheerios and they just go nuts for it. They like goof with it for half an hour trying to eat like six Cheerios. It's great. It's like super inexpensive as a snack. I am a Cheerios stan, and I'm sad I don't get to pick Honey Nut Cheerios. I might pick Cheerios on my turn, but if Kevin doesn't, but we'll see. I might also not do that. Please don't pick Cheerios. But Kevin, speaking of you, round four, pick five, and round five, pick one, both belong to you. Your last two picks of the game. Who are you going to take with you?
Damn it. I got something else picked out.
Okay.
This starts with my name, or my first letter of my name. Mm-hmm. It's delicious. You need a whole bowl of it, and you're like, I need more. I'm going with Kix.
Kix. God damn it. I do love Kix, too.
Oh, man. That stuff, it doesn't taste like anything, but just like, eat a whole bowl of it, you're like, I want some more. It's
a good snacking one.
Yeah. It's got cocaine in it. It's full of drugs.
That's what I mean. It's
only explanation.
Yeah, it's got that same thing that like cornflakes does, where it's not necessarily sweet, you know what I mean? But like, it still kind of is. I think it's just corn. Corn does that, you know.
Corn.
But yeah. I used to eat Kix all the time. That was another one. That was another Connie Bim special she'd bring home, and I'd be pretty excited about. All right, Kix coming off the board, round four, pick five. What are you doing for round five, pick one?
Oh, man. Oh, last pick.
Yep, last pick.
This is tough. Somebody has, am I wrong? Let me just check. Make sure no one has it already. I think I got to go with French Toast Crunch. Has no one gotten that one yet?
Nobody's gotten French Toast Crunch yet.
Oh, I'm doing that. That's going to win me the MVP right there.
That's going to win you the praise of people that like French Toast Crunch. And when it ends up, when it ends up being like the deciding factor of points, I'm going to yell at you. I'm going to be so mad that you got multiple crunches going on, man. That's upsetting. Has anybody tried any of the newer Toast Crunch cereals? They have a few new ones.
What do they have?
Yeah, Marcy, my wife, my lovely wife, Marcy, she brought home Dulce de Leche ones. So it's like kind of caramely. So it's kind of, it's not, French Toast Crunch definitely has a different, it has a different shape to it. So it has a totally different texture and how it and taste, because that's like maple, but it's like mapley cinnamon. It almost has kind of a similar flavor to that, but way more, it's hard to describe because it's kind of close to Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but not really. And she also got Apple Pie Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Apple Cinnamon Toast Crunch or something. I haven't tried that one yet because I'm not the hugest apple flavor guy, but man. All right, well, French Toast Crunch coming off the board. Round 5, pick number 1. Commander Crunch's Navy, Tim, who are you going to take for round 5, pick 2? Last
get to my turn sooner than I thought we were going to.
Yep, right back at you, buddy.
So for my last pick, I'm going with Rice Krispie Treats.
Rice Krispie Treats cereal.
Solid pick.
Rice Krispie Treats. I think I couldn't find a definite answer. It definitely wasn't on the Rice Krispies website as being a currently in production food. So I'm almost positive that they are discontinued, but that is definitely recent enough when it was discontinued that it's still allowed. So don't, you know, I'm not telling you have to pick something different, but that is a shame for anybody that forgot Rice Krispie Treat cereal existed until recently and now have it.
And are going to go looking for it.
Yeah, now we're going to go look for it. Yeah, I don't think that it's available. I think that it is gone. I was looking for it to find some more information on it, but that's, if I remember correctly, that came out like 95, 96. It would have been like really close to when I was in high school. You guys would have been 7th or 8th grade, I think. Maybe a little bit younger than that. But like, right, that's a pretty formative age for a cereal to come out and be like, hey, by the way, this is great. And you're like, oh, man.
Advertising on Nickelodeon and
yeah. Yeah,
TGIF. Exactly.
There is make snacks with Rice Krispies and marshmallows? We're going to put that in a cereal. Yeah, you can eat it every morning.
There is a change.org petition to bring back Rice Krispie Treats cereal. Yeah,
there's a change.org?
That has 28,000 supporters.
I mean, if anything's going to tell you how much people miss Rice Krispie Treats cereal, that's the one.
Meet me at town hall. Get your signs ready. Harumph!
Harumph!
All right. So, Dingleberries, round 5, pick 3, last pick of the game. What fucking nonsense cereal are you going to take this time to artificially inflate your scores, you bastard?
I'm gonna take a variety of a cereal that I was originally going to pick. But I'm going to go with Kashi Go Toasted Berry Crunch.
Man. All right.
And now I will tell you, but my Kashi story relates back to Kashi Go Lean Crunch, which is a slightly different variety. It was made of horrible things that we're not entirely sure. They don't make it anymore. But I only recall this because I had a coworker that brought a box into work when he was going to be, you know, try to be healthy and on a diet, and he consumed a bowl of it and then immediately basically evacuated the office. The smells that were coming out of his body. And we thought maybe it was a fluke, and he tried a bowl the next day, and he was asked to take it home. It's in the office anymore.
It's like the signs in Southeast Asia where it's like, you can't bring your durian on the bus. Keep your durian at home. But it's like a sign next to your coworker's bench. Don't bring the kashi into work, Lincoln. Please.
I mean, it was, he ate the bowl and like less than 5 minutes later, there were smells coming out of his cube that were inhuman.
It's right next to the no gun symbol, like on the door.
No kashi.
No kashi.
Oh, man. All right. Kashi Go Toasted Berry Crunch with a Scrabble score of 7,000 or whatever that is.
46.
Oh, it's only 46? Okay.
It's not that bad.
It's not that high. It's not as high as some of the... Let me see. The highest one I have... Well, Chris still has to pick, so... I mean, all have access to this too, but... all right. Last pick for me. Team Special K... Not the cereal, Seth Green's character from Can't Hardly Wait. Round five, pick four. And now I'm kind of, I always like to try to round out my picks with something that I really like that might not be great for my team. And so I am going to take this time, despite the fact that I'm the one with the microphone and I could talk anytime I want, I'm going to take this time to talk a little bit about Crispix, which is going to be my round five pick four, which if you guys have not had it, which it sounds like nobody has. Has anybody else had it before?
I don't think so.
Okay. So here's what you do. You save yourself a little bit of money. And instead of buying a box of corn Chex and a box of rice Chex and mixing them in a single bowl, you just buy a box of Crispix. That's what you got. It is another deceptively not great for you adult cereal. It is one of my favorite. It never is on sale anymore, so we don't get to get it. And then also I'm the only one that would eat it, so. With all the kids in the house, we don't tend to focus on what I want for breakfast, which is fair and understandable. But it is, the boxes themselves are just fucking huge. It's such a big box, and they're like hexagons. They're like Chex, but like hexagons. And they are, if you like corn Chex or rice Chex, or kind of like simple, like corn flakes or kicks, or like the simple, like overly sweetened, like sweet from what it's made from cereals, it's really, really good. And the milk from the bowl tastes fucking awesome. I don't know why, because there's nothing.
This is coming back. I thought I didn't eat this. Now you're saying all these things. I'm like, I did eat that as a child.
Oh, it's so good. Stuff. It's so good.
Crispix. I forgot all about that. And it was a huge box. Why was that box so much bigger than the cereal box?
It's the same thing with Honeycomb. Honeycomb boxes are so big, and their serving size is like 2 cups. It's the most ridiculous because the pieces are so big. But it's not going to do me any favors, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention Crispix and tell people to go eat more Crispix. Or failing that, go get a box of corn Chex and a box of rice Chex and pour them into the same bowl at the same time. Create your own Crispix. Don't let them tell you what to do. Anyway, rounding us out all the way at the end, Pumped Up Tricks, round five, pick five, closing us out. Who are you taking home with you?
All right. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with one of the cereals that I kind of always ate as a kid. It's not a normal one. Like most people would go with like Lucky Charms or Oops All Berries or something like that. I'm going to go with Count Chocula.
Count Chocula.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been targeted since you named two off of my team, but
yeah. We got to target the host for this. Like, no, your cereals are terrible. No, I mean,
Counsula. That's not what it is.
Yeah, Counsula.
Chocula.
I did not realize until you shared that, Doc. He has a first name.
He does. He does. Alfred. His first name is Alfred. It's Alfred. The weirdest thing ever, because everybody just thinks of him as Count Chocula, but he does have a first name.
He's divorced now. That's what I heard.
His wife moved in with the Count from Sesame Street. She has a type.
He has a first name too, doesn't he? Does he have a
that I don't name? That right. I don't know. It's possible that he does, and I just don't know, because there are surprisingly some things that I don't know. But
I hope it's Nandor.
His first name is just Count. Count Von Count.
What was
Count Von Count?
What was God, fuck, what was his name when he goes to, not Nandor, but the other one, when he goes to
Jackie Daytona.
When he's regular human bartender.
that should be my team name. That would be great.
If, I mentioned this on the sitcoms one, and it's going to get cut from the episode, so I don't have any qualms about saying it. But if you guys haven't watched Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, it's all available on Amazon Prime right now. Nice. Do you guys remember that from Adult Swim when we were in college?
No.
It mocks on Stephen King, like if Stephen King created, produced, directed his own hospital medical drama where there's a bunch of supernatural stuff happening, but he also wrote the sound and did all the editing, and it's played for laughs. It's got the guy who plays Jackie Daytona and the boss from IT Crowd. I don't remember what that actor's name, but he's in Toast of London. He's in a bunch of different stuff. He's on it. Richard Ayoade is on it as well, Matt from Perry. IT Crowd. And it's basically it mocks on really badly made shows from the 80s. Like, all of the effects are really bad. All the acting is terrible. One of the characters' lines are all ADR. None of them are live in the shot. It's fucking great. It's so good.
Where is it?
It's streaming? On Amazon. It's on Amazon Prime. Yeah.
What's it called again?
Garth Marenghi's Dark Place. If you just look up Dark Place.
Hey, Garth. Okay. Yeah. I literally just typed Garth into Google and it probably heard you already. Yeah. So it was
it's so good.
Thanks, Google.
All right. Did you have anything else that you wanted to say about Count Chocula before we got sidetracked on his name?
No. Nothing fancy.
All right. Well, with Count Chocula coming off the board, the 25th pick, that is all five teams done and drafted. Let's take a look at how our teams shaped up. Jagged Metal Crustios drafting from the first position. Your team is Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cracklin' Oat Bran, Fruit Loops Kix, and French Toast Crunch. Commander Crunch's Navy, you have Reese Puffs, Frosted Flakes, Raisin Nut Bran, Honey Nut Cheerios, and Rice Krispie Treats. The Dingleberries has Monster Mash, Alpha Bits, Banana Nut Crunch, Honey Smacks, and Kashi Go Toasted Berry Crunch. I can't even say your team with a straight face.
Can I mention that the team whose team name involves the word crunch has no cereals and no players that have the word crunch in them? Just pointing out that data point
here. No indication of my drafting.
That's true. He said literally that. Special K, not the cereal, but the character from Can't Hardly Wait. My team has Oops All Berries, Honey Bunches of Oats with Almonds, Lucky Charms, Fruity Pebbles, and Crispix. And Pumped Up Trix has Corn Flakes, Cocoa Krispies, Raisin Bran with Cranberries, and Frosted Mini Wheats, and Count Chocula. That is, with the exception of Craig's team, that's exactly about how I expected most of this to turn out. But Craig, you know, I respect the game, and I respect that you're not trying to pretend that you love all of those cereals.
I've only had one of those cereals.
Well, to be fair, on one of the very early episodes, the guy who ended up winning was the guy who had never watched any of the shows that he drafted. He's like, I don't know anything about this, but I'm going to pick them. All right, so at the end of the draft, is there anything that you guys are surprised didn't get drafted at all? Like that you're just that I can't believe that this didn't get drafted. Because there's like 50.
There are so many.
A lot, actually.
That I'm Wheaties? Fairly shocked.
The Wheaties have won every Olympic, I think. So I'm surprised they didn't get picked.
Yeah, no Wheaties. That's true.
I have strong opinions on Wheaties, and that is that they fucking suck. Like
they're horrible.
Unlike Corn Flakes, which are absolutely redeemable by their use.
All the moisture out of your mouth. You're just
yeah.
This is sand.
It's like, you know how the raisins make Raisin Bran better? What if we got rid of them? Like, that's what it does.
Can we make this drier?
Yeah.
That's it. Sawdust.
Let's see. So we got most. Okay. So most of the stuff that I thought would be at the top is gone. We get to nobody picked any life. That was surprising. Let's see.
I've never had life. What is life?
It's kind of like
a board game, but
it's kind of like
depressing.
If you want to get jokes, yeah, you get a mortgage with every bowl. It's similar to shape like it to Chex, but it's less like it's less puffy. So it's less crispy, but it's got like sugar and stuff in it. So it has like a it's like wheat Chex if they were more sugary, kind of. Okay. But that's not really accurate. That'll get you close, but that's not all the way.
I'm not sold. Glad I haven't bought a bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, you just stand with your decisions. Just be all right.
Yeah, yeah.
I was tempted to pull a like crispy hexagons, like the off brand, like store brand of a cereal, just to like really throw it out.
That would be so all the mad
bottom shelf cereals.
At the grocery store near me has something I have never seen before. So right near the section where they have like the bagged cereals that are like the like the Malt-O-Meal, like the big bags, like the bulk buy ones that are like close to regular ones but are knockoffs. Close to that section, they have like the biggest bag of Trix I've ever seen in my life. It's so big. Like they have other like name brand ones in that same packaging, that same big size packaging. I've never seen that ever before, but I guess if you shop at Woodman's, the weird things that you see because they have fucking 47 aisles of cereal. They actually have like three or two, I guess is fair to say, but man,
more than most other places,
more than almost everywhere else I've ever been. Speaking of that, nobody did take Trix. We took Kix, but no Trix. I'm honestly surprised that there's some more like Corn Pops I thought would go.
There's also I was trying to figure out like names for my team. I was Googling some stuff. Apparently, WWE, New Day Way had like a kind of cereal they made up for the show that they actually ended up making called Bootios.
Yeah, I remember Bootios, and I know at least two or three of my listeners will be very excited to hear that Bootios have been mentioned. One of the fake cereals that became real that got me really excited and never got a chance to try was Lucio O's from Overwatch before Overwatch was the worst game ever. But like one of the characters is like a very famous DJ, and one of his catchphrases was "have some Lucio O's," like it was his like a product that he made that they're like, hey, let's actually make that. So they put it out in like three or four stores that you could go get a box of Lucio O's. But I really wanted some, but couldn't get my hands on any. I'm honestly shocked that we didn't see like no Chex. I'm shocked that Kashi got mentioned at all.
There's so many. I'm just surprised it didn't get picked more.
So
those are the 71 Scrabble score. Yeah, whatever that is.
So a little behind the scenes information for the listeners. For this episode, I allowed my players to see without any of the extra information that I put on my sheet, some of the stuff that I had listed. And just as a backup, I saw that Kashi had like 1,000 different boxes of stuff. So I did all the information for all of them. So I don't even want to count how many actual Kashi cereals I have on my list. I think it's 25 on a list of like 150, like a fifth of it is Kashi.
I've also never heard of Magic Spoon cereal. I don't know what that is.
Magic Spoon. Yeah, Magic Spoon. They are a newish cereal brand. I think they're only like 4 or 5 years old, but it's like carb free cereal.
I saw them in Target today. They're $10 a box.
Yeah, though. It's really expensive because cereal has been overinflated the last 3 years. But also it's like super heavy protein, like I don't know. I might be speaking completely out of my butt here, but it's like it's zero net carbs. Like there's no that, you know, so it's breakfast cereal, but no carbs, which is like kind of the goal. So if you're, you know, looking to watch how many carbs you intake, or if you're, I think it's fairly sugar free too. So if you're diabetic, but you want some breakfast cereal, you don't want to up your insulin intake just to have a bowl of Lucky Charms, you could have some Magic Spoon.
I thought it was the name of a cool sex move.
Why can't it be both?
It is now.
Well, that's going to be it for this episode. You can head to Draft Day, spelled the dumb way, on all your favorite social media platforms and let us know how you think we did, what we missed, and which of us you think will win. You can find more about this show and the rest of the PTE network at ptebb.com. From there, you can join our Discord, subscribe to our other shows, and become a patron for some awesome bonus content. Join us next week when we bring our teams to the Combine, our scoring section of the draft, and see which of us walk away the winner and which of us will quickly turn into hot dookie in milk. Until next time, I've been Jeff.
And I've been Craig.
I've been Chris.
I've been Tim.
I've been Kevin.
And this has been Draft Days. I've been Jeff.
I've been Chris.
I've been Chris.
Craig, you have to say your own name.
Oh, but we were Chris in the beginning. I was very confused.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. I don't even know how to cut this. What am I fucking supposed to do? Oh.